During the evening Saturday, police cars and police vans raced through Andrássy Road, Budapest's main boulevard, to contain further unrest. Hundreds of people demonstrated here for gay rights during the day Saturday in what is known as the Gay Pride Parade, despite threats from far-right groups. Gays, lesbians and their supporters try to dance and wave to spectators standing behind iron fences. Soon troubles began as protesters, some shouting anti-Semitic slogans, attacked marchers with eggs, bottles and rocks. In addition, gasoline bombs were thrown at police, some from balconies, setting fire to a police van. Among those attacked were a liberal parliamentarian, Gábor Horn, a police car carrying former Undersecretary Gábor Setei, the first openly gay Hungarian politician, and a Hungarian member of the European Parliament, Katalin Levai. Observers called it the worst violence during the dozen years the Gay Pride Parade has taken place in Budapest. At least one woman and a man shouted to a reporter that they are shocked about the gay parade and that it had no place in Hungarian society. However, 30-year-old Hungarian Gustár Szepesi said he believes Hungarians in this former communist country should learn to deal with democracy.
X évvel ezelőtt volt gyakorlatilag egy Budapest parádé felvonulás, amit minden évben megrendeztek.
He says that during the first gay parades, Hungarians thought that people participating in them were drug users. Now they should know better. And he adds, gays exist and they should have the right to demonstrate, as Hungary is a democratic country. Saturday's violence came after two recent attacks on gay businesses in Budapest. On Thursday, four gasoline bombs were thrown at a sauna frequented by gays, injuring several people, while last week a bomb was thrown at a gay bar. The attacks were apparently encouraged by neo-Nazi activists who used the internet to urge tough action against what they called unnatural perverts. Gay rights watchers suggest that Saturday's clashes seem part of a wider problem in Europe. Last week, gay pride parades in the Czech Republic and Bulgaria were also disrupted. A human rights watchdog of the European Union, the EU Agency for Fundamental Rights, said last Tuesday that a third of EU states are still failing to ensure equal rights for gays and lesbians in areas of employment, housing, social aid and access to services. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.